If Roger Corman's twisted farce Little Shop of Horrors hadn't been turned into a popular musical in the early 80s, it would be remembered for little more than a cameo by a young Jack Nicholson. But Oscar-winning composers Alan Menken and Howard Ashman saw something ripe and universal in this story of Seymour, the nerdy flower shop assistant, who comes out of his shell thanks to a plant that feeds on human flesh and blood. Directing Kansas City Rep's production is Kyle Hatley, who acknowledges there was some grumbling about the choice that was drowned out by his own enthusiasm for the show.
Why Little Shop of Horrors? I think, you know, we offer our audiences a pretty eclectic palette of conversational pieces, pieces of entertainment, but also great stories and storytelling. I think that's what we're best at, is how to tell a story. We also have a responsibility to have fun. And let our audience have fun, and frankly, rock out.
Hatley wasn't content to leave the show to high school productions, which may have fun with it, but with only limited resources to really do it justice.
It is one of the most technically challenging stories to tell on stage, not just because you have to make a man-eating plant come to life and literally eat people in front of you, but also because the way it sort of transitions from one moment to the next is chaotic, and you only have 8 characters to tell this story. And so there's a muscularity to it that's very attractive to us, and I'm personally attracted to it because of that sort of terrible B-movie vibe.
At a recent tech rehearsal at the Rep's Copacan stage downtown, I met props artisan Grace Hudson, who was assigned the task of designing the plant, rather, 4 versions of it, because as it feeds, it grows beyond human proportion. Hudson, who now adds the credit of puppet designer to her resume, has been with the Rep for 5 years and recalls how she only inadvertently fell into theater.
I went to school for sculpture. I didn't have a background in theater until I started working in St. Louis at Stages and as a painter, and I really enjoyed painting, but I wanted to do more materials, more stuff, so I got into props, and I've been here ever since.
I imagine a lot of artists do that. You know, they figure, okay, I'm good, I'm talented, this may not pay all the bills, and I need to look at my other...
That's exactly...
Look at using my other skills in other ways.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to me, because I was like, I really want to be an artist, but I'm too scared to go off on my own, you know? So I got a job where I could get paid.
Hudson introduces me to the 3rd version of the plant, about as big as a golf cart. It's named Audrey 2, T-O-O. After Seymour's crush, also named Audrey, and it's sitting stage center of the floral shop set. Because the actor who operates it by being seat-belted inside of it, Nick Yudoff, is on dinner break, the plant's bulbous mouth and viney tentacles are slack.
Can we open it?
So...
I hear Velcro.
Yeah, it's kind of sticky in there. So the inside of the plant has a little viewing area that is scrim, so the audience can't see Nick, but Nick can see out and see the actors and kind of react to them. And then the texture is kind of the stuff called crystal gel that looks kind of saliva-like, and all these goopy strings and some big foam teeth, and there's a slit so body parts can slip into there. So that's pretty creepy.
Though cut of completely different cloth, director Kyle Hatley's next job is a bit similar. At the Living Room this summer, he's staging Titus Andronicus, William Shakespeare's goriest play. Steve Walker, KCUR News.